if you don't mind, I'm going to look to Mr. Gonsolo here for a minute, because I don't want to go into too many areas. Should we talk about the recent study that we've looked at?
We had a meeting with the union leadership from the fire department very recently, requesting three things. We initially requested a waiver for the balance of this fiscal year in minimum manning. We requested a waiver on contractual issues where two men can take vacation at the same time. And we also mentioned that they just received a 1.5% increase January 1st, that if they waived that, that would be good also. We gave them three things. And now this is for the balance of this fiscal year, starting in, I believe, February 1st.
That's what we were looking at, yes, sir.
Minimum manning would save us $75,000.
That's correct.
Vacation, only one man on vacation at a time, would allow us an additional, no, I think it was 75
total. No, 75
total.
Correct.
75 in total.
If they gave all concessions, they gave, went back to a six-man minimum, dropped the two men on vacation, as we were before, prior to the institution of this contract. As of today, from June 30th, we would save
$75,000. And they chose not to accept that. So, if in 5 months we could save $75,000 on those two issues, if you took that out to a year as an example,
$150,000. So that is an area of
absolutely. But again, it's an issue that I'm bound by the collective bargaining agreement, by the agreement. I can't, and this is a discussion I had with the previous administrator that, you know, if you want me to violate it, somebody has to tell me to violate it, and we can go wherever we have to go with it, but it's in place, I have to meet it.
Jim, just one question. Is it clear to you now that you're getting absolutely no concession at all from the firefighters under the contract?
At this point, pretty much. There is one item left on the
table. What I'm going to suggest is if there's anything that's open, let's get a deadline. I mean, we really have to get these resolved. I think these are pretty straightforward. And for putting our own numbers together, we have to know whether there's going to be any concessions. If that's their answer, fine. We'll live with it. They'll live with it. But let's try to get it resolved.
Well, at this point, that's their answer for this year. And if they won't do it this year, they're not looking to concede next year. That's for sure.
Their contract comes to an end in June. So this will, I'm sure, be a topic of considerable negotiation.